Welcome to today's deep dive. Today we are looking at this really weird, but frankly fascinating, intersection of personal development, artificial intelligence, and of all things, the wallpaper on your phone.
Right, which sounds incredibly niche at first. But if you are like most people, you probably look at that lock screen, 100 times a day?
Oh, easily. Probably more.
Exactly. And you barely register what is actually on it. It has become entirely invisible to us, just a backdrop for notifications. But the source material we are examining today suggests that this digital real estate is actually a massive missed opportunity for intentionality, especially now that AI is shifting from, a basic search utility into something much more collaborative.
Yeah, and the source we are using to guide this discussion is a recent YouTube video. It was uploaded by a creator named Bradley Charbonneau on his channel, Repossible. The video is called, I Made a Tool That Turns Your Word Into a Phone Wallpaper.
Which is a very literal title, but the process is so much deeper than that.
It really is. So our mission today is to look at the specific tool Bradley built, treat it as a case study, and see how AI is stepping into the role of a personal interviewer and a custom designer.
Because we are seeing a profound shift in user behavior here, you are no longer just asking a machine to retrieve information from a database. You are asking it to help you uncover something about yourself, refine that abstract thought, and then reflect it back to you visually.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the core offering Bradley presents is quite clever. He created a custom tool hosted at repossible.com/wallpaper. And for our tech-savvy listeners, what he has essentially done is build a custom GPT.
Right. He took the underlying engine of ChatGPT and wrapped it in very specific system instructions so that it behaves in a targeted way.
Exactly. And he notes in the video that it is currently free to use. He guides his viewers through making a custom background, but the end goal isn't just to make a pretty picture. It is to design a daily reminder of your word of the year.
Which is an interesting departure from the standard generative AI experience. Usually, you go to an image generator, you face a blank text box, and you type a direct command.
Give me a mountain at sunset or something.
Yeah, or give me a cyberpunk city. The AI just acts as an obedient painter. But Bradley's custom GPT is deliberately designed to be a conversation. It actually introduces friction.
Yeah, that friction is key. If you show up to this link and you don't actually know what you want your phone background to be like,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't settled on a word of the year, the AI does not just guess for you.
No, it steps in to help you figure it out.
In the video, Bradley actually demonstrates this directly.
Yeah.
He tells the AI, look, I don't have my word for the year. I just want a wallpaper. Help me design it. And the AI doesn't immediately generate an image. It pushes back.
It asks him to reflect on his past year.
Right. And asks, what happened? What changed your life? And I have to admit, I've tried setting a word of the year before, and by February, I completely forgot what it was.
Because it was just jotted down in a notebook somewhere.
Exactly. I never really had to defend it or explain it to anyone.
What's fascinating here is the psychology of that friction. It completely flips the standard tech interaction on its head. We are so conditioned to want technology to be as frictionless and instant as possible.
Just click a button and get the result.
Right. But this tool uses conversational friction to manufacture meaning. It forces the user to pause, articulate their past experiences, and project their future goals into text before it ever renders a single pixel. It demands introspection to solve the blank canvas problem.
And to get past that blank canvas, Bradley does something in the video that seems a bit ridiculous at first glance. But it ends up being highly effective. He doesn't answer the AI's questions as himself.
He adopts an entire goofy alter ego.
He does. He mentions he occasionally uses an alter ego named Gurn, whose word was committed. But for this specific demo, he creates a new persona named Chad.
Which she jokes is dangerously close to his actual name, Brad.
Yeah, he says it makes him a little nervous about what might come out.
It comes across as a comedic bit for a YouTube video, but adopting a persona is actually a well-documented psychological technique for lowering internal barriers.
Really? Like a formal technique?
Yeah, it is sometimes called the Batman effect, or self-distancing. When you put on a mask, even a silly digital one, you distance yourself from your own immediate anxieties and self-judgment. It frees you up to brainstorm and play with a tool far more creatively than if you were worried about sounding smart or profound under your own name.
That makes total sense when you watch how the interaction plays out. Because Chad is a complete surfer bro. He dictates his answers using audio, which is Bradley's preferred method for interacting with the AI.
The audio input definitely adds to the casual vibe.
Totally.
Yeah.
And Chad starts off a bit aimless. He says he doesn't really know about his past year, filling the space with phrases like, it was super rad and like radical and amazing. He is heavily leaning into that surfer voice.
But the AI doesn't get confused by the slang. It anchors the conversation. It asks him to imagine next year and asks what made the past year feel so rad. Was he trying new things?
And the underlying language model is incredibly adept at parsing intent through all that stylistic noise.
It recognizes that a phrase like super rad is just a placeholder for positive momentum, and it gently probes for the specifics behind that momentum.
And that prompting leads to a remarkably vulnerable moment for this fictional surfer bro. Chad has this sudden breakthrough. He drops the aimless rambling and tells the AI that he knows his voice is amazing.
He says he has always wanted to sing.
Yes. He says he wants to let the universe know he is a creator, and he wants to share that gift with the world. And the real kicker is when he says, I'm not going to apologize anymore.
It is this sudden, intense burst of creative longing.
Completely wrapped up in a silly surfer accent.
Notice the role the AI is playing there. Bradley affectionately calls his AI Charlie, and Charlie is operating as a synthesizer here. It takes all of Chad's unstructured, emotionally charged input and strips away the bros and the radicals to isolate the core psychological drivers.
And Charlie mirrors this back by suggesting clean, powerful themes based on the rant. It offers phrases like claiming my voice, declaring that you are a singer, and own your voice.
It's important to note that stepping out of character for a second during the video, Bradley admits this is actually a genuine personal struggle for him.
Right, he truly does want to learn how to sing. The alter ego allowed real truth to bleed into the role play.
Back in character, Chad is ecstatic. He completely latches on to one of the distilled suggestions. He tells Charlie, yes, own your voice.
And he literally tells the AI that the phrase is totally radical.
It perfectly illustrates how an AI can function as a cognitive sounding board. Human thoughts are messy and contradictory. A well-prompted AI can take that unstructured data and mirror it back with intense clarity.
It helped this user find a core message without stripping away the user's personality or directing them toward generic cliche.
Exactly. It kept the essence of what he wanted to say.
So once they lock in the phrase, own your voice, the psychological interview portion wraps up, and they transition into the design and execution phase. Chad has to visualize the aesthetic for this wallpaper.
This is where the translation from text to image happens.
Right, and he dictates a vivid sensory description to Charlie. He asks for surfing, the coast, cool waves, a tasty brew, and deep sun rays tanning his skin.
The translation from emotional intent to visual art direction is a complex leap. The AI has to take those sensory inputs and categorize them into distinct, workable design concepts.
It doesn't just start drawing immediately.
No, it offers Chad options that fit the requested vibe. It presents thematic directions like surf culture and Golden Coast energy. It bridges the gap between a user who knows what they want to feel and an image generator that needs to know what to actually draw.
Chad zeroes right in on a very specific aesthetic.
Yeah.
He demands a radical surf poster vibe. But even at this late stage, it isn't just a matter of hitting generate and accepting whatever comes out.
The AI actually asks if he wants his name on the poster, prompting further refinement.
Which highlights that this is an iterative, collaborative process.
The AI is managing the workflow, ensuring the final output incorporates the personal touches that will make the wallpaper actually meaningful to look at every day.
Chad insists on a final polish. He wants the name Chad, he wants the year 2026, and he wants his new mantra, own your voice, integrated directly into the design.
And when the image finally generates, you hear genuine excitement from Bradley in the transcript.
You really do. It is exactly what he wanted, a perfect visual representation of the entire rambling conversation. The AI even generates the final image formatted perfectly in a vertical aspect ratio, ready for his phone screen, closing the loop entirely.
It even provides helpful instructions on how to actually save the image to an Android or iPhone.
Oh yeah, it tells him to tap, hold, save to photos, and use as wallpaper. Very user-friendly.
It takes you from a vague feeling of wanting a change to a crystallized goal to a tangible visual artifact you can carry in your pocket.
But transitioning from Bradley's demonstration to how a listener might actually utilize this, there are logistical realities embedded in the source material that require some careful navigation.
Right. It's not totally without its hurdles.
So what does this all mean for you if you want to try this out? The tool is readily available, But to use Bradley's specific custom setup, you have to have a ChatGPT account, since that is the engine running the whole thing.
And the most crucial detail here involves the tier of your account.
Yes. If you are operating on a free account, you're going to face a strict limit on how much you can interact with the model.
The source notes, you get roughly 10 questions or prompts on the free plan before hitting a timeout wall. Paid accounts have vastly higher limits, allowing you to essentially converse endlessly. But that hard cap on the free account introduces a really compelling tension into the process.
It really turns the interview into a strategic game. You can see Bradley actively managing this in the video. He literally counts his prompts out loud, noting when he hits question 3 and getting slightly anxious when he realizes he is on question 6.
You can't just ramble indefinitely. You have to be thoughtful about steering the interview toward the design phase before you hit the paywall and lose your momentum.
That limitation forces a certain discipline on the user. But beyond the technical constraints of prompt limits, there is a much heavier reality we need to address. And that is privacy.
Bradley includes a very explicit upfront disclaimer about this in his video.
He makes it abundantly clear that as the creator of this custom GPT, he's zero access to your data. He doesn't see your chat history, he doesn't get a record of your questions, and he cannot see the final images you generate. All of that data stays strictly between you and OpenAI.
But the fact that Bradley isn't looking over your shoulder doesn't mean your data just evaporates.
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this interaction is a textbook example of why modern digital hygiene is so incredibly difficult to maintain. Bradley offers a humorous warning not to give the AI your blood type or your social security number.
The joke masks a very sophisticated problem with conversational user interfaces.
Because the interface feels so much like a text thread with an empathetic friend that it actively bypasses your normal digital defenses.
Precisely. A traditional search engine feels like a machine. You type in fragmented keywords. When an AI asks you, what are you afraid of this year, and then validates your insecurities, it creates a false sense of intimacy.
You feel safe.
You do. The danger isn't necessarily a malicious hacker stealing your data. The danger is that you willingly hand over deeply personal psychological insights to a massive corporate language model simply because the interface tricked your brain into feeling heard.
So you have to maintain a baseline of awareness. You want to be vulnerable enough to get a meaningful word of the year out of the exercise, but you cannot treat a commercial chatbot exactly like a locked, letter-bound diary under your bed.
It is a delicate balance. You are leveraging a massive data processing engine to perform a deeply human task. The self-awareness required to navigate that dual reality is a vital skill for interacting with the next generation of the web.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. When you look at the entire package, Bradley has put together the custom system instructions, the forced interview process, the synthesis of the alter ego. The true value of this tool for you, the listener, has very little to do with the JPEG you download at the end.
No, not at all. It is a powerful exercise in self-reflection, completely disguised as a simple tech tutorial.
The wallpaper is just the exhaust from the engine. The actual product is the 30 minutes you spent forced to articulate what you want out of your life this year.
The image is merely the anchor to remind you of that mental work.
Exactly. And Bradley ends his video with a clear call to action. He tells viewers to go to repossible.com wallpaper, play with the tool while it remains free, and most importantly, let loose. Invent your own version of chat.
See what the AI can pull out of you when you drop your guard just a little bit.
He genuinely encourages people to share their results and leave a comment, emphasizing the community aspect of this digital experimentation.
This raises an important question for anyone listening today. Look at how you currently curate your digital environment. You likely spend hours optimizing your workflow, silencing notifications, and arranging your apps.
Getting everything just right for productivity.
But the literal background of your digital life, the screen you look at dozens of times a day, is often left completely unexamined. Is it serving your intentions, or is it just the default factory graphic of a glowing abstract shape?
Reclaiming that digital real estate feels like an incredibly low-stakes but high-reward experiment. Taking a space designed by a tech giant and forcing it to serve as a daily visual reminder of your own personal mantra.
It is a profound application of intentionality, using the very technology that often distracts us from our goals to instead relentlessly reinforce them.
That brings us to the end of our exploration today. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Bradley Charbonneau's custom tool. It has been a fascinating look at how adopting a ridiculous surfer persona can teach us a little something about claiming our space, and how a simple wallpaper generator can demonstrate the evolving, collaborative nature of artificial intelligence. We hope you feel inspired to own your voice, whatever that means for you this year.
As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. We've spent this entire time discussing how to intentionally craft a static yearly wallpaper to anchor our goals. But as AI becomes natively integrated into the operating systems of our devices, what if our backgrounds didn't need to be generated just once a year? Imagine a near future where your phone interface isn't static at all. What if the colors, the typography, and the imagery dynamically shift day by day, quietly reacting and adapting to the changing moods, the personal growth, and the struggles you experience in real time, without you ever having to type a single prompt? Something to think about the next time you unlock your screen.